The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, according to census data, as many as one in four Irish adults live in a single-person household, many of them forced to pay through the nose for their situations, and there's little talk from any quarter of offering them support. Well, what is the cost of being single in Ireland right now? Well, Conor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent for the Irish Times, has done extensive research for this over the weekend, or he wrote a piece for over the weekend on this. He joins us now. Conor, really interesting piece you wrote about the cost, the eye-watering cost of being single in Ireland. Talk us through why it is so expensive to be single as opposed to being one of a couple.
Well, I suppose I will, but I should first blame your show for inspiring this piece in many respects, because I was actually listening to the show when the Bishop of Kildare was on last Monday, and he was talking about giving maybe tax breaks to couples who get married. And it did strike me, and I'm sure the Bishop Nulty was entirely well-meaning, but it struck me that people who are in couples are financially much better off than many other cohorts, specifically single people. So on almost every single level, people who are single and people who form single households are being financially penalised. And it covers everything from putting a roof over their heads to utilities to groceries, and it even follows them beyond the grave. So if you start with a person with a home, now the typical rent in Ireland at the moment is around €2,100, just over €2,100 a month. In Dublin, it rises to in excess of €2,500. If you're part of a couple, you would expect that each element of that couple is paying half. So that's €1,250 if you're talking about a €2,500 house that you're renting. A single person has no real choice but to pay for that alone. And I'm not talking, when I'm talking about €2,500 of a big palatial house that someone could choose to maybe downsize and live in a smaller house. I'm talking about it modest, two up, two down in, you know, Dublin's north inner city or south inner city. That's the kind of rent you're talking about. So single people have no option but to pay those kinds of bills on their own. When it comes to getting a mortgage, it's even more difficult for a single person, because not only do they have to pay the full whack of the mortgage on their own, they have to qualify for it without the support of another element of a couple. So, you know, they'll need to earn twice the salary. They'll need to save, you know, 40 grand to cover a €400,000 house. And it's extraordinarily difficult. Then, of course, it comes to things like utilities. It costs the very same to heat and light a living room if there's one person in it or if there's four people in it. So the single person has to bear the burden of their utilities all on their own. That adds another €1,500 or thereabouts onto their annual costs. And it goes on and on, up and down the supermarket aisles. Single people are penalised because it's very difficult to feed one person. Or, I mean, it costs almost the same when you're cooking for one as if you're cooking for two. But again, the single person has to cover all of those costs on their own. Same with utilities, same with the streaming services. All of those things are, you know, and they're, the single person is uniquely penalised. And then, of course, it comes to things like taxation. People who are single have to pay a much higher rate of tax. And I'm not talking about actually paying a higher rate of tax.
Yeah.
But if somebody who's earning €43,500 now only pays tax at the lower rate, okay? Once you get over €44,000, you start paying at the higher 40% rate.
Yeah.
That means two elements of a couple can earn 40 grand each, a total household income of €80,000, and they're both paying it at the lower tax rate. For a single person, if they're earning the same amount of €80,000, they're paying well in excess of €15,000 more in tax on the 80 grand that they earn on their own compared to the 80 grand that the two people earn as part of a couple. And I'm not saying there's anything to solve these problems.
No, I know you're not. No, it's a fair point, though. There's probably not much that can be done about that particular one, but it's a very fair point. And then I suppose if you're talking about socialising and so on, everything, like you're not splitting a taxi on the way home.
Exactly. Now, if you go out 4-6 times a month, you know, as a couple, you might be able to split the cab. You might be able to, you know, split other costs. A single person is getting a cab all on their own, so they have to pay the higher prices. And then, of course, and I think there's going to be a lot of discussion about this in the run up to the budget, is the unfairness of inheritance tax. A single person, a couple, if you're part of a couple and one part of that couple dies, the other part of that couple inherits everything tax free.
Yeah.
If you're passing on money to your children, there's a very, very substantial tax-free allowance before you start paying any tax.
There is.
But a single person who passes on who dies and passes on their whatever they have to their family members or their friends, those people are absolutely hammered by tax. And I think maybe I say there's no solution because this is just the reality of the world in which we live. But maybe given that one in four households are made up of single people, maybe there could be some way that the government or the state could look at giving single people a bit of a tax break rather than focusing exclusively on giving married couples a tax break so they can buy their first home. Because it's as difficult for a single person to buy their first home. In fact, it's way harder.
Connor, pause there for 1 second, because our reporter, Sarah Madden, took to the streets of Dublin to find out their views on this subject. I'd be curious to get your take. Just have a listen.
Yeah, definitely it's more expensive. Because normally you can share a lot of costs. If you're single, you just have to bear those costs on your own, like housing, groceries, basically everything.
Yeah, probably, like, if you're going on holidays, it's definitely probably cheaper to go if you're in a relationship. Taxis and stuff, like, I feel like you are sharing a lot more when you're in a relationship.
I'm not too sure. It depends on the relationship, I suppose.
Oh. Depends on if you're getting princess treatment.
I suppose that's true.
I would think it'd be more expensive to be single, especially living in any of the cities like Dublin, paying for rent, and then socialising as well. Costs shared, usually are costs halved.
Probably in a relationship, I think, yeah. Like, you have probably to buy, like, you know, you have to treat them, you know. But, like, you know, you're going to lose a bit doing that, I think.
I think with being single, for some things it is, like, I think, like, going out and stuff, like, I have a few friends who are in relationships and we'd be buying drinks, but their boyfriend or girlfriend might send them money to buy a drink for themselves, which is, like, a lovely idea. But then I'm thinking, like, well, like, I'd like someone who would also send me money to buy myself a drink. But then I also think sometimes there's maybe more pressure on couples to buy each other quite expensive gifts. I have a couple of friends who they spend a ridiculous amount of money on their partner, and it's nice to show appreciation, but sometimes I think it's maybe a bit overboard.
There's benefits to being single, there's benefits to being in a relationship. It's just one of those things of life, I guess.
Connor, I might come in here. It's Kira. I know you mentioned a tax break there for single people, but isn't that not how society works? As in, the society likes to socially engineer things, and they like couples, they like families, they want children, they want stability, they want all that. Isn't there a kind of an implied support for married units? Because that's kind of how society and dare I say it, the government kind of like things.
100%. But, like, societies do change. Like, in the 1960s, there was the marriage bar, and once a man and a woman got married, the woman had to give up their job, or at least they couldn't get a job in the civil service. And that was how society formed itself in the 1960s. So these things do evolve and they do change. I thought it was interesting that one of the contributors to the Vox Pop there said that, oh yeah, well, it probably all balances out because, you know, you have to buy presents for the person if you're in a relationship. So I did the maths, Kira, and all told, when you add up all of the higher costs that a single person is faced with every single year compared to one element of a couple, the difference is €37,777. And now that covers food, it covers rent, it covers tax, it covers all of those things. So you'd want to be buying some fairly significant presents for your partner to close that particular gap.
Because we had a tongue-in-cheek text from a listener, Connor, saying, I broke up with my girlfriend a few months ago and I'm saving a fortune. But the facts, as you lay them out, would suggest otherwise.
That listener should come back to you in about 2 years' time if they're still single and see how they're getting on.
Yeah. Fair enough. Connor Pope, brilliant piece in the Irish Times over the weekend. Consumer affairs correspondent Connor Pope there. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.